Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We're going to do a deep dive on the ICE shooting in Minnesota of Renee Good. Reminds me of that song, Johnny B. Good. Well, I don't want to make light of what appears to be another fake incident. So get your how to spot a PSYOP checklist handy, and we are going to dive in. Now, a quick word. This video is not for those of you who don't want to dig beneath the headlines. This video is only for those who like to ask questions to dig deeper and who can handle a side order of snark. Of course, my heart sincerely goes out to anyone who was harmed in the making of this movie. Another made-for-TV movie, we had Maduro, and now we have Good. I have to do a quick disclaimer that YouTube does not take kindly to those of us who actually like to expose the truth. So I might do a little bit of a humorous take on this and see if I can outwit the nitwits. In other words, outwit the algorithm. I'm also going to share with you a slideshow that I put together with a lot of images because a picture, as they say, is worth a thousand words. I have a Substack for you that I wrote up all about this, and I hope that the millions that are pouring in for the GoFraudMes are going to help dry up the non-existent tears of all of those who were involved. Yes, crisis actor, anyone? Or crisis actors in this case. Now, if I am wrong, I will repent of my reporting. I will be the first to apologize. It absolutely would be horrible if federal agents fired upon unarmed civilians at what looked like a traffic jam. So I really am going to err on the side that this was either orchestrated, it was done on a green screen, it was done with AI, or just with a production studio in the middle of Minneapolis, not far, as we're told, from the George Floyd incident. And I guess people have forgotten all about George Floyd, so they had to come up with Renee Johnny B. Good. Oh my gosh, Peggy, you're saying right now, I cannot believe how cynical you are, how insensitive you are. People's lives have been taken here. Friends, more than that has been taken. Our trust, our belief. I mean, you have to suspend your belief in order to believe what the mainstream media is dishing out. So get your how to spot a PSYOP checklist handy. I have done several videos in this genre. In fact, I have a whole list here. And I feel compelled to once more give my disclaimer because chances are someone will stumble across this channel and say, Peggy, they'll say a lot of things, but let me just say that not every single color or number or name or word or symbol or date or address is inherently wrong, bad, or evil. But when these things are placed in these incidents, in these events, repeatedly, intentionally, awkwardly, unnaturally, you probably will conclude, as I have, that those are done as calling cards. They are tells. And we can look at those and we can string together the clues to create evidence. Or you can remain ignorant. You can believe what the mainstream merry-go-round tells you, and you can live in fear because that's exactly what the bad guys, the New World Disorder, that's exactly what they want to do. And again, I've answered these questions many times about PSYOPs. For example, why would they do this? I have a video and a Substack all about that. How can they all be in on it? Well, they don't all have to be in on it, but I've also answered that in depth in another video and Substack. I've got a video and Substack called How and Why I Expose the PSYOPs. I've got another, one of my favorites is called Collecting Clues in the PSYOPs, and I tell you exactly how I go about it. So if you're interested or those questions pop up, please refer to those other videos. It is not possible or reasonable to expect that I can cover every single aspect of every single incident in every single video. There will be things that you saw that I didn't or that I forgot to convey. So you can always leave a comment. I love to read them and I'd love to highlight them and share them on my Substack, which is over at peggyhall.substack.com. All right, let's dive right into the slideshow. All right, friends, imagine just for a moment that you're an agent charged with scripting an event designed to create chaos, confusion, division, and disorder. And you need this script to have clues and calling cards in this incident to signal to those in the know that this is yet another scripted, orchestrated, manufactured event. In other words, it's a psychological operation known as a psyop. I'm going to start calling them spy ops. How do you like them apples? I just start calling them spy ops because they are intended to deceive, to trick, to dupe, to inflict emotional trauma, to hijack your rational mind. Yes, to even terrorize the population with the goal of making them fear that this could happen to me. Oh my gosh, I could be at a protest and I could be shot dead by an ICE agent. Now, these spy ops are intended to create chaos and trauma, so that a fearful population will be more likely to eagerly, in fact, they'll probably want to beg for the predestined solution. So, as a script writer, you're going to include, oh, I don't know, certain numbers, names, dates, locations, colors, and other symbols to signal that this indeed has the grimy Freemason fingerprints of the controllers all over it. Now, you might want to create a costume theme. For example, red scarves, red hoodies, and red jackets. Yes. There we have it. Well, here's an image of the alleged victim, Renee Good. Yes, good. Otherwise, how can we tell the good from the bad? It's easy enough to find protesters with the correct colors, and let's make sure that we've got them front and center or visible. Let's take a look here. Sometimes they'll throw in a dash of the Masonic orange as well. Friends, does this photo look staged to you? Or does this look realistic? Who took this photo? We'll never find out. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And speaking of crazy, that reminds me of the orange Masonic beanie that Woody Harrelson was wearing in the movie Wag the Dog. And if you have not seen that movie, you should watch it because we're seeing it played out. Interestingly, he played a character, I think it was Shulman, and they used a nickname, Shoes. And we also know that shoes are a calling card for these operations. I have to dig a little deeper. Let me know if you found any clues related to shoes in this event. Now, even the non-distressed duping delight witness, in quotation marks, is in the correct color-coded costume. Let's take a listen to his testimony, and you tell me what you think about what he has to say. All right, friends, take a look. This video clip actually is 3 minutes and 33 seconds long. That's interesting.
If you would give me your name and kind of look over this way instead of at the phone.
Sure. My name is Aiden Brzana.
Can you spell those for me?
Yeah, AIDANPERZ as in zebra.
Friends, I also need to let you know that there is a lot of background noise and there's another woman that's going to be shouting, but I want you to take a look at his demeanor and how specific he is with his recall, almost as if he's reading a script. And you can also refer to the subtitles here if it's difficult for you to hear the audio.
Okay. So just tell me in general, I mean, what did you see out here this morning?
Well, I have a 1 month at home, so I was just getting up. He'd woken me up and was getting dressed when I heard all of the horns and the whistles. And I'd heard horns pass through before as people follow ICE vehicles through the city, but they stayed, they kept going. And so I figured whatever was happening right outside. So I started watching through the window. There was a red Honda Pilot, maroon, but there were two people in fatigues, ICE agents, presumably. One was by the passenger side of the vehicle, one was by the driver's side of the vehicle. And there was a handful of black and white SUVs, license plates on some of them, front license plates removed, parked sort of kittywampus in the street. And I watched as a third person in, you know, full camo come and pull several times on the door handle, at which point the red vehicle reversed a few feet and started driving around, and the person who was by the driver's side originally, not the man who pulled on the door, but
he sounds pretty bored and tired and exasperated trying to remember his script.
He was originally there, shot through the driver's side window three times, and the car drove down the street a little bit more and then swerved into a car and then ultimately a telephone pole.
All right, friends, I will leave a link for you in my Substack. You can watch that at more length, but I just wanted to get your viewpoint here, wearing the red jacket, sounding bored like most of these witnesses are. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. Lights, camera, action. Witness Aiden Perzana, if that's even his real name, looked tickled pink to be on national TV. Now, don't be so hard on him, friends. It's tough to remember your lines when all you can think about is the paycheck, that and your few minutes of fame. He definitely had rehearsed, as you can see him trying to include all the scripted talking points. This young fellow certainly had impeccable recall of the events. And as my savvy and sophisticated Healthy Americans, you know that giving an inordinate amount of precise detail often signals that the person is either lying or coaching on what they have to say or both. I mean, think about it. If it had happened to me, I would be just flustered. And I would say, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I saw this right out of my window. It happened right before in front of my eyes. And there were people around and it seemed chaotic. And oh my gosh, I hope she's okay. That's what a person would say. Not like they're reading off a rehearsed script. We're told that he saw all of this and remembered all of it right after his 1-month-old son woke him up, and he saw this right out from the window of his home. He saw that it was the third agent who fired three shots. Oh my gosh. He could make out that there were some law enforcement SUVs, some with license plates and some missing license plates on the front of their vehicle. I mean, who talks like that? He counted the number of agents on the scene, and then he said some of them were ICE agents, presumably. Now, in all my years of broadcasting, I don't know that I've ever used the word presumably like that in a sentence. Definitely sounded rehearsed. Oh my gosh. Where do they get these witnesses? Seriously, where do they get these witnesses? Did they call the news stations? Did they hang around long enough for someone to stop by and interview them? How can we verify that what he's saying is true? All right. Oh my gosh. Let's look at some of the other calling cards, details of this incident. So we're told that on January 7th, 2026, at about 9:30 a.m. Now, for those that care about the numbers, you've probably already added it up, that 9 plus 3 equals 12. And then when you've got 1 plus 2, that equals 3. And of course, evil loves to invert. So 9:30 could actually be 3 sixes, right? If you turn that upside down, 666, the number of the beast, signifying evil or signifying whatever else the bad guys want it to signify and to symbolize. Renee Nicole Good is shot 3 times and killed by the ICE agent. So we see these numbers 3 and 9. That pops up quite a bit. How coincidental that Minnesota was grabbing the headlines, as I said earlier, with the massive fraud and corruption of the state public servants stealing close to $10 billion under the watch of, and under the non-watch, I guess, of Governor Tim Walz. Crazy. We're told that this Good incident, too good to be true, in my opinion, allegedly happened at 3333 Portland Avenue. Now, Portland figures into the story in just a moment, and it is a story. This just happens to be between 33rd and 34th Street. How do you like them apples? Now, as you know, the stories are often coded with 33, indicating the Freemason fingerprints all over it. The 33rd degree is something that's important in Freemasonry. But again, they could be using these numbers just as their own calling card. It's almost like it's their own code, and we may not know exactly why they're using it, but we do know that they are using it. And again, this location is a few blocks from where the fake, oh, did I say fake? Yeah, I meant to say fake George Floyd incident allegedly occurred. So the story goes now that Renee, too good to be true, was parked in the street, either trying to block ICE agents or just acting kind of as a bystander in her car. The reports are somewhat conflicting. So, too good to be true, either waved for the agents to go around her, or they drove off after, or she drove off after being told to stop and, you know, going like a 1 mile an hour. Again, there are conflicting reports, and that's how they roll. They want there to be confusion, and they, meaning the bad guys, the New World Disorder, who the puppet masters, the controllers, there's confusion, conflicting reports, so that people will be riveted and distracted and divided. So we are told that three shots came from the ICE agent. This fellow right here, Jonathan, Johnny B. Good. Oh, I guess Johnny wasn't very good to Renee Good. There's a lot of threes and a lot of sixes in this whole story. So who took this video of this agent who just happens to be walking by a house that has this address 3332? And look at how strange this address is. It's like the numbers are going up. I mean, literally going up. It's not even on there, stamped on there correctly. And it seems like a weird place for the address. It maybe that's just me. I'm not familiar with Minneapolis neighborhoods or green screens or movie production sets out there, but it was quite weird. Who took this video? Why would someone be videotaping this exact agent at this exact time? Further, I saw a video that showed the agent walking past some kind of dinosaur, like a T-Rex on top of a car. Maybe it was some sort of Christmas decoration, but that's bizarre. It put me in mind of a movie that came out, I think it was 2013 or something, called Walking with Dinosaurs. I'll have to dig into that more, but I also believe that is another clue. And of course, as some of my subscribers noticed, because you emailed me, that dinosaur happened to be a T-Rex. Rex meaning king, ruler, maybe even tyrant. So just putting those pieces together. Let's go on. Oh yeah, this address here makes me think of, even though it's 3332, it makes me think of 322, which, as you probably know, is the Skull and Bones, the Yale Secret Society. Now, this is weird. ABC News did a little blurb, and it said, the shot, it could all come down to 399 milliseconds. This is so bizarre that they would even publish this as a report. And we can see that 3 plus 9 plus 9 equals 21. That's reduced to 3. And they write, that's the amount of time between the first two gunshots fired by an immigration and customs enforcement agent in the deadly shooting of a U.S. citizen in Minneapolis Wednesday, according to an ABC News metadata analysis. Who would analyze that? Again, friends, these are the tells, the calling cards. Now, Hillbilly Vance, oh, come on. He wrote a book. Well, someone wrote a book and put his name on it, called The Hillbilly Elegy. So he goes on to justify this shooting. Let's take a listen to what he says.
What that headline leaves out is the fact that that very ICE officer nearly had his life ended, dragged by a car 6 months ago, 33 stitches in his leg. So you think maybe he's a little bit sensitive about somebody ramming him with an automobile?
Did you hear that, friends? He said that the ICE agent who allegedly killed Too Good to Be True was a little bit sensitive because the officer nearly had his life ended, dragged by a car did you catch that? 6 months ago, 33 stitches in the leg. Friends, they're mocking and ridiculing you. Not you, but the ones who are too gullible to see what is clearly a spy op. And you know what? I think it was June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So no, it was 7 months ago, but that wouldn't have worked very well with this story because they like to have their sixes and their threes. Gee whiz, it reminds me of when FBI Director Kash Patel said that it took 33 hours to track down Charlie Kirk's shooter and that he would see Kirk in Valhalla. And many of you know that is the name for the FBI Witness Protection Program and Relocation Area, as I understand it. These public serpents love to ridicule and mock the gullible. Now, wait, there's more. The following day, we're told that another ICE shooting took place in, you guessed it, Portland. Gee, that reminds me of the incident in Minneapolis that took place on Portland Avenue. Jeepers! I love how these script writers recycle places, especially when they're just fresh in your mind. Let's take a look at who was shot here, or allegedly shot. Oh, and there's Red, Jolly Saint Nick. Oh, speaking of Nick and Saint Nick, a healthy American wrote to me and said, Peggy, I'm noticing a lot of names here that are being related. They gave Renee, too good to be true, the middle name Nicole. Very interesting because we've been hearing names like Nick, Nikki, Nicolas Maduro, Nicole, Nikki, Nicki Minaj. I don't even follow this stuff, but my healthy American wrote and said, first we had Nick Reiner allegedly murder his parents. And then Nicki Minaj apparently goes blank after calling JD Vance an assassin. I didn't hear that, but again, this is what someone wrote to me. Of course, Nicolas Maduro, or was it the twin of Saddam Hussein? Oh my gosh, I kind of get them confused. Abducted by US forces. And of course, here we have Saint Nick. And the person who we're told has been breaking the story of the fraud in Minnesota is named Nick Shirley. Surely it's all a coincidence. Now, these are the people that we're told were shot in Portland. And one of the things on my checklist is when they use very strange names and very strange spelling of names, and usually a lot of names. So here we have Luis David Nino Moncada. And I'm not saying that you can't have several names in your name, but they normally do, they being the Vic Skims. And your Lenny's Betzebeth Zambrano Contreras. Now, more troubling to me than the names, are the faces. Do you see what I see? Well, it looks like the same person, and they just did a little AI on this, and they said to AI, give the man who's supposed to look like a woman red hair. Because that's what crazy people do. At least that's what we were shown in all of the previous mass events that never took place. They always looked like clowns, and maybe they were the court jester to distract us from the other things going on. Like, oh, I don't know, Trump's imperial march across the world, the train of the digital ID prison coming our way, maybe things like that, increased surveillance. But that's just speculation. But speaking of mocking the gullible, you gotta admit, this photo is absolutely bizarre. They look, it's the photos are not clear. Where did they get these images? It says it came from the Department of Homeland Security. So the people were shot and then they propped them up and the Department of Homeland Security took pictures of them. Where is this guy? In a warehouse? And this other guy that's got fake eyelashes on and drawn on eyebrows. It looks like the same image that was just somebody said to an AI prompt, put on eyelashes and eyebrows. I mean, you got to admit that your Lenny's does look rather manly. And we were told their ages were 33 and 32. Where have I heard that? 3332. Let's go on, shall we? Let's not forget that Oregon is the 33rd state. Well, this might be a little far-flung for some of y'all, but not for my savvy viewers. Because Charlie Kirk, oh, what did, that's a bizarre picture. Well, It's the only one I could, not the only one, but the best, the most fitting one I could find with that Oregon shirt on, because I have to mention that Oregon is the home of Charlie Kirk's favorite sports team, the Oregon Ducks. And how many times over these last several months did we hear references to the Oregon Ducks? Now, I don't know if this was prior to Charlie going into his witness relocation program and they already did the plastic surgery. Some people thought he might have been wearing a mask all the time, because you have to admit, his features were rather, how do I put it delicately, remarkable. I'll use that word. Now, the non-grieving widow, Eric Kirk, a couple of days right after the shooting that never occurred, said, my goodness, did he love the Oregon Ducks. She said on September 12th, he want me to say go Ducks. And since they play on Saturday, I have to say go Ducks. And this is the face of the non-grieving widow, Eric Kirk. And there, as you can see, is the are the actual, there's the transcript. Did he love the Oregon Ducks? So again, when something is inserted unnaturally and repetitively and intentionally, you have to say, that is a very bizarre comment to make a few days after her fake husband was not really shot in the neck, because remember, there was no blood, no bullet, no burial, no medical report, none of that stuff. And you're intentionally inserting a reference to the Oregon Ducks with a huge smile on your face. Of course, that's absolutely natural. And let's not forget that Freemasons have the Royal Order of the Ducks. You can even purchase a little Freemason rubber ducky. Oh, they're out of stock. I guess they must be pretty popular, because they are all sold out. So anyhow, these are very bizarre, weird, strange signs and symbols of this coded operation that I think is too good to be true. So you can apply my How to Spot a PSYOP checklist, or a spy op, because there probably are a lot of spies that are involved in this. And let's just go through it. A lot of these apply more to the mass events, but I think we can still see how many apply here. So the story gets an extraordinary amount of media and airplay, more so than what it should warrant. The media uses words like chaos, horrific, tragic, scary, unbelievable. And the evidence is unbelievable. It just doesn't add up. Or does it add up? It adds up to 3 quite a bit, and 9 and 6. That's quite outlandish. The story is designed to elicit extreme and intense emotional response, creating fear, trauma, and terror. There's lots of confusing and conflicting information. The police and the fire response look off. Like in this case too, like there's too many of them. I mean, it looked too scripted. Or maybe not enough, like in the case in Lahaina and in LA, where you don't have any response in the fire department in that case. Often the authorities are new on the job. I need to dig in to see more about that in Minneapolis. It's usually in a place where they want to have changes or distractions, like distracting from the massive fraud. And then where's all the cell phone footage from the people? I haven't seen it. Now, granted, I'm not on TikTok, and I'm not on Instagram, and I'm not on Telegram, I'm not on the grams, but I'm on the tube, I'm on YouTube, and I'm on the stack, so join me there. But where's all the cell phone footage? What we get is a lot of grainy footage. We get stuff that looks like bad AI. We're never told who takes these pictures or where they come from. The witnesses are not credible, as we saw. The victims of the families are laughing and smiling. There are strange names and spellings, as I showed you a moment ago. The images look fake, AI manipulated. Generally, there's no social media footprint of the victims, and often the family members that they're interviewing are aunts or grandparents or neighbors. In this case, with Too Good to Be True, there were like ex-husbands, but where were they and where were the children? Oh, I forgot to mention, they conveniently gave the gay poet Nicole Too Good to Be True 3 children, and the ages all added up as well to 3. So they're just literally mocking the public. The GoFundMes pop up immediately. I think there's already over $1 million. Why? I've never understood that, truly. There are plenty of people that need money, plenty of people that that pass away day after day, yet because it's on TV, well, you know, because otherwise, how are these actors going to be paid? Now, I'm sure there are t-shirts. I know there are already little buttons that say, be good or something like that. Oh my gosh, you just can't make this stuff up. The candlelight vigil, I showed you a picture of that earlier in this broadcast. Sometimes these events occur on a special day or date. I thought it was interesting, was January 7th, the day after January 6th, which was a huge day from a couple of years ago, another orchestrated event, in my opinion, usually to distract from something else, and lots of clues sprinkled throughout, the gestures, the symbols to communicate to those in the know. And sometimes it's colors, numbers, sometimes they talk about shoes, and they did all of that in this case. Lots of different theories pop up to keep the story going. Now, we did see some blood. I don't want to show you those images on the airbag, I guess. Is that what it's called? An airbag in the vehicle. It remains to be seen if there's going to be a burial and a verifiable death certificate. We've never seen that with the Charlie Kirk incident. There will be some kind of visible physical memorial. There will be a movie of the week. Hey, we just saw the movie. And as always, 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 the solution is to take away more of your freedoms. They said they're going to be going door to door looking for the illegal aliens. How do you like them apples? What's the end game here, friends? Well, it's elementary, my dear Watson. The message is clear. Do not aid any illegal immigrants or ICE will shoot you dead. That's the takeaway I got. Do not engage in community outlooks or lookouts or protest. Do not defy any federal agent. Sit down, shut up, do not make your grievances known to the government. That's one of the storylines here. Now, if you are interested in even a deeper dive, you can go, and I'll have this linked on my Substack. And this goes to a website by Miles Mathis. Now, I have read some of his articles. My Healthy Americans are sending me links to this. I can't vouch for the fellow. I don't know him, so I'm not like recommending it, other than take a look if you're interested. He does a deep dive on a lot of interesting things about the names, family members, much more on the symbolism. He does a very good assessment of the bumper stickers on Too Good to Be True's car, which has Missouri license plates, by the way, and the bumper stickers do not look like they belong to a lesbian poet, which is what we're told Too Good to Be True was. Now, I've already answered these questions, so please, if they're on your mind, rather than dropping that in a comment, just go to the video. And here, one is called, Why Would They Do This? How Can They All Be In On It? That's another one. How and Why I Expose the PSYOPs, Collecting Clues in the PSYOPs. This will educate you, give you information on how you can dig deeper. This is my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. I've got hundreds of articles for you that I have written. This is where my research goes, so you can refer to it. You can leave a comment as a paid subscriber. Everything is absolutely free. And if you do want to subscribe, please do not subscribe on the Substack app, because they play funny business and they take a part of your hard-earned money. Much better if you'd like to support me, drop a check in the mail. Some of you send cold hard cash. I really appreciate it. And there is a link in the description box of this video where you can do so. I want to thank all of you for being on board, especially our moderators. I can't wait to read all your comments, and I will embed some of them in the article that will be published tomorrow, all about this story that is simply too good to be true. What say you?